News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. We'll start out giving full credit where it is due. Rob Setter is our fabulous producer. He's wise shortly after the interview. You'll find this interview on the WKOK podcast page. Now the interview. Angela Haynes is back in our studio, director of the Mifflinburg YMCA Center. I was just saying, I haven't been there yet, but I hear a lot of people, more and more people talking about it, and your membership numbers are going up these days, so that's fabulous news. So welcome back, Angela. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
I really do appreciate it. You got that Why to Why challenge, which I just think is a fun way to go about a race. And on the news line, Jeremy Hoffman is here, youth program coordinator at the Mifflinburg YMCA. Good morning, Jeremy. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
I really do appreciate you, all you're doing. You got teens going out there and young people and things happening, so I just think this is a win-win-win-win situation across the board. Well, let's start out with the race, and then we'll find out who it benefits. Angela, set the scene. Well, actually, let's scratch that. Let's start out with the Mifflinburg YMCA. If folks aren't familiar with what's happening out there on that relatively small footprint, but a lot of stuff happening indoors, tell us about that, please.
Sure. At the Mifflinburg YMCA, we have, of course, a fitness center. We have group exercise classes, but we also have programming for active older adults. Of course, we have our silver sneakers classes that are quite popular. And then we have a handful of youth programs. We have some community outreach programs. So, for example, we are a collection site for Mifflinburg Backpack Program. We have a food pantry at the Mifflinburg YMCA. That is the third Friday of each month. Starting at 1 o'clock. We also have a community walking club, so anybody that's looking to walk Tuesday, Thursday evenings at 7 o'clock, just show up. Do not need to be a member for that.
All right. Well, that's a fabulous short list. I know you got a, as much as you've named, there's still a half a dozen other things that are going on out there. But we got to get to Jeremy. He's doing a lot of work out there to make sure that young people, just as they do in many communities around here, have a YMCA-oriented property to go to where there's safe programming, supervision, good, clean fun, and just marvelous opportunities. So, Jeremy, give us an overview of the youth programs that are out at the Mifflinburg YMCA.
So right now we have a teen leaders program. It's for youth in grade 6 or 9. We meet every Thursday evening during the school year. They'll come in, we'll have a little discussion about the current events going on, how their week's been going. They've got plenty of time. They'll just do a little socialization. We've got games. There's an awesome field right behind the Y, so we'll go outside. We can, you know, not just get our bodies ready mentally and stuff, but physically we can be active throughout the year. We'll have lots of community service projects. We help set up for Thanksgiving meals, pack Christmas stockings for nursing home residents. And, of course, we help out with the Why to Why challenge.
Yeah, this really will be a big benefit for them. But as for the youth programs themselves, why is it important that the YMCA be a go-to place for young people? Folks may have forgotten or maybe never knew just how critical it is that young people and teens have some place to go where there's sort of a gathering space that's safe and is supervised.
Yeah, I've been working with the YMCA now almost 20 years, and you know, and my time there, it's just a great link to the community for the youth to go to. It's a big family atmosphere, so the youth can come in. They not only get to know the other youth, but they get to know the adults there, the workers there, and it's a safe haven for them to go to. Maybe get their mind off of the stress of the school year or what's going on at home or anywhere else around them.
And Angela, this idea of the youth being just incredibly busy, even before Jeremy was on board, young people were flocking to the Y.
Yes, we have a good number of kids, middle school, high school kids, who come in for a workout, which I think is great. It means they're in a safe place. They're not out and about trying to get in trouble, looking for something to do.
Well, and Jeremy, I think this was your great idea, so tell us about the Why to Why challenge.
So the Why to Why challenge is a 7.5-mile run or a walk. It's along the Buffalo Rail Trail. We call it a Y2Y challenge because we want to go from Y to Y. It ends at starts basically at the Mifflinburg Y and ends at the Lewisburg Y at the Miller Center. The money all is raised to go to the youth programming at both Ys. And it's a good challenge. You know, if you can't run the whole thing, you can walk the whole thing. And when the pandemic hit, we just needed ways to get out and get things to move our bodies and challenge ourselves mentally, physically, spiritually, and get ourselves going.
All right. Well, and I just think it's a great, sounds like a fun event. If you are a runner, they call these flat and fast because there's really, it's on a rail trail, so there's no hill to speak of. And at the same time, of course, you're always benefiting something good. And folks can folks walk this or if they
yes,
wish
walkers
to?
Walkers are more than welcome.
And bike riders, would that be something you'd want one of? That's how I go with the rail trail when I'm on it.
Maybe in future years. Right now, we're just sticking with the walkers and the runners. Although, if you want to come out that day and, you know, maybe ride your bike through the trail back and forth,
right.
Make it a 14-mile ride.
Right, and if you want to give you $30 in the process, why not? Explain how you participate, the fee, and so on. And we're getting close to one of the pivot points for the fee to go up a little bit.
Yeah, so register now. I think we have another week or so until our price range goes up $30 to $35. You can go onto the YMCA Facebook page or the website. There's a link there that you can register.
All right, and this is... Oops, please, go ahead.
I was just going to say that, you know, and as I said before, all the money that goes towards it goes towards the youth programming.
YMCA.org. Okay. Just one other sentence about the challenge, and then we'll let you go, and we'll wrap up with our good guest here, Angela, as well. But an additional comment about Y2Y Challenge.
Just come on out. Have a good time. There's going to be kids' activities at the end of the race. And again, if you don't want to run it, we're more than welcome to have walkers. And we hope to see you there.
You have a swag bag, too. So there's
we have a swag bag, yep.
Should be interesting to see a lot of businesses donate. They want to get in on that. So that'll be worth the price right there. GSVYMCA.org, the place for more information on the Y2Y Challenge, where you run or walk from Mifflinburg YMCA to the Lewisburg YMCA at the Miller Center. Jeremy, thank you so much for calling in, and thanks for all you're doing.
Thank you, Mark.
Much appreciated. Jeremy Hoffman is the Y Program Coordinator, Youth Program Coordinator out at the Mifflinburg YMCA. So you got a lot going on out at the Mifflinburg YMCA. Additional comments about what's cooking out there. I mean, just different things and growing. And you think big, too. You and your board, you have a separate board for that YMCA. They think more things can happen in the future.
Sure. If I could just tag briefly on the Y2Y Challenge, we are working on some things at the finish line. So the community is welcome to come out, even if you're not running or don't have a friend who's running. You're welcome to come out to the Lewisburg YMCA at the Miller Center. That's Saturday, September 17th for some fun kids activities. We're going to have a food trailer. Pelican Snowballs is going to be there as well. As far as other things that are happening at the Y, one that I'm really excited about is a program that we had pre-COVID, and we're going to be getting started up again. It is called STRIDE. STRIDE stands for Success, Teamwork, Respect, Inspiration, and Determination equals Excellence. It is an after-school program. It's specifically for boys, but we are welcoming girls this year as well. It happens Mondays and Wednesdays after school at the Mifflinburg Intermediate School. So it's a fun, exciting after-school program that uses running and activities and games to help explore some topics such as healthy choices, helping the kids to build confidence. You know, one of the lessons is even how to give a good handshake. So some of the things that our kids need these days. And most of all, it's a lot of fun. So invite parents and kids to look into that if they're at the Mifflinburg Intermediate School.
And those are good life skills to have. Of course, the Y's at the heart of a lot of good life skills, including and especially learning how to swim. But tell us about what might be an existing sort of unmet need that STRIDE addresses. You know, name something that might be happening in the community that STRIDE will help overcome.
Sure. So I think obviously since COVID, the kids need a time to socialize, get out with their friends, and have those types of learning activities. One of the things that I like about Stride and also the Teen Leaders Club is not everybody's into sports. They don't want to play soccer and baseball. But these are great opportunities for those kids to get involved in a group and have some great, meaningful activities.
Yeah, 100%. Everybody welcome at the YMCA. So young and old and all and everything of every type in between. Anything else to add, Angela? Great update on the Mifflinburg Y. Anything else you'd like to mention?
I would just mention that the Y is not just fitness. The Y is all about healthy mind, body, and soul. So we help folks, sometimes they're having mental health issues, but by coming into the Y, having some social activities, you know, I often think of the Silver Sneakers classes. I tell them all the time, we're here for the socialization. The exercise is just a bonus.
Right.
But there are so many added benefits more than just lifting weights.
And my father used to tell me, you think I really like chair yoga? No, of course not. I just want to see my friends. So.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for all this. Angela Haynes, director of the Mifflinburg YMCA, gsvymca.org. Then just select the Mifflinburg branch, and that'll get you hooked up. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.